Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Harry Alford is back, ladies and gentlemen. Harry's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, but we haven't had him on the show for a while, and I'm gonna take the blame for that. I'm not sure why, but we're fixing that right now. Harry is the president of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. And folks, you know what a champion I am of the Chambers of Commerce. You know how much I talk to you about Chambers, even when the Chamber folks aren't here. And I wanted Harry to join us today and say hello again and give us a little bit of a tour, a little bit of a report on how the black entrepreneurial community is going. Harry Alford, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back. It's good to talk to you again. Thanks for staying with us. Harry, give us a little bit of a tour. Give us a report on what you think the state of entrepreneurship is in the black community.
It's very challenging. We've had fantastic growth for the last... My wife and I founded the chamber about 21 years ago, and when we founded the chamber, the Census Bureau said there were 300,000 black-owned businesses, and now the Census Bureau reports 2.1 million black-owned businesses. Fantastic growth.
That's great.
Fastest growth of any segment of our economy. But, we're getting up against a wall now with this economy and this stubbornness and this attack by the EPA and the lack of activity or vigor from the Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
We are going through a swamp right now.
When you say swamp, you mean from a standpoint of just... Where's the swamp pressure coming from? Is it coming from society? Is it coming from the government? Is it coming from us? What do you think?
From the government.
Yeah.
And this lack, this big void of direction or leadership. We're running around in circles, and everyone's trying to put the blame game. There's a lot of chaos going on. There's no leadership, no structure, and no we don't know where we're going. It's what I'm trying to say.
Here's what amazes me, Harry. The Senate hasn't passed a bill, a budget, in 4 years, even though that's a violation of the law. And they finally got around to passing one, and they literally rammed it through in the middle of the night so they could get out of town. Now, what if you and I ran our businesses that way?
You couldn't run a shoe shine stand that way.
No, you couldn't, did you?
it's the largest economy in the world. Running around without a budget, carrying big deficits, and debt up to the wazoo, it's a blueprint for disaster.
When you talk to your constituents, your members, your chamber members, as you know, Harry, Black America is very devoted to President Obama and his policies in general. But when you talk to your members, What is it, and you talk about these things, about the government being part of the problem, et cetera. What are they telling you? What are you hearing from them?
Well, I started doing it about 2.5-3 years ago. Everybody said, no, you're wrong. Now they're all nodding their heads. Yeah, you're right. But their attitude is like, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I said, we've got to make decisions. What we got to do? It's like having a failed marriage. You got to make a decision, man.
Right. Well, in terms of the problems for starting businesses, everyone, regardless of your origin, your birth origin or your race or whatever, everyone is having difficulty with startups right now because of the lack of capital.
Right.
But so it's not just black startups. It's all startups. And I predicted that in 2008 because I could see that I knew how capital formation worked to start a small business, and I knew that we weren't going to have home equity, we weren't going to have credit card equity, credit available like we had in the past, and that's come to pass. But what, as far as the businesses that you know of that are already in business, what are they telling you about their business, the black companies?
They're looking for other avenues and trying to be creative and looking for different markets that maybe they could dip into that's untapped. But it's scary. We're very resilient. You know, an entrepreneur is resilient to begin with.
Right.
And we're trying to hold on. But most know that they're on their own. And they've got to find ways that there's no friendly atmosphere or government entity that is going to be there to assist them or save them. They're on their own.
Are black business owners, I can certainly see where if I were a black American, I would really be proud of being an American at a time when we elected a black person to be president. I can see where that would be a really a poignant moment for any black American. But at this moment, are black business owners torn between that kind of pride, that kind of sense of providence, I guess, and their own businesses? Is there some conflict there?
Well, we've done that. We made history. It was a milestone. Now let's get back to business.
Right.
And business stinks right now. And let's dig in and do what we can to save our investments and get through this and hold on for better times.
What do the black business owners think about the increase in the entitlement state in America? More and more Americans are on food stamps than ever before. What's their attitude about that?
It's crazy. It robs the soul. It's evil.
Yeah.
You know, it is just done. Open up the Bible and read about this. God helps the child who has his own, as Billie Holiday would sing.
Right.
It's not right, and it's no good. Nothing comes out of it but despair and just a bad.
It's another form of slavery, isn't it? Isn't it, Harry?
It's a tool. It is a tool. Yes, it is.
What's the difference in the government in you or me being beholden to the government, and how the children of Israel were slaves of the Egyptians? What's the difference?
Not much difference at all.
No, Harry, give us the website, please.
NationalBCC.org. National like the nation. BCC.blackchambercommerce.org.
Check it out. Harry Alford and I will be right back. Harry made some interesting comments on the news a month or so ago, and I want to get him to talk about that after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.